Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Well, how the time flies. Here we go, another Wednesday afternoon, and he joins us every Wednesday afternoon to talk about gardening. And here he is, Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World. G'day, Gav.
It does go around rather quick, doesn't it?
It does, yes. And well, I think we were discussing this last week, the older you get, the faster the time goes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And now I'm another week older.
Yes. Well, yes, we all are, aren't we, when you think about that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I want to ask you before we get to what we're talking about today, how is the wind treating you today?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that. Look, if anything, it makes you appreciate the good days.
Well, it does.
I've got a nursery that's blown over. Stuff's everywhere. I'm hoping to get out later this afternoon and pick it all up and give it all a good water, but it's just one of those days that makes you appreciate the nice ones.
Okay, now you can be honest with us here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gone out into the nursery sometime today and picked something up? Or maybe maybe more than one thing you picked up, right? And then you've had to go back because it's blown over again?
I have been out there all day, and I picked the same plant up about four times just to water it, yes.
Yes.
Just to keep it watered, because, of course, once they won't roll over and blow down, no matter what, how good your watering is, you're not going to get them watered. They're going to stay dry on their sides, so you really have to pick them up to water them.
So today has just been one of those days for Gav. All he's done all day is pick up plants and then they roll over and then he picks them up again and he waters them. And
it's been very repetitive.
It's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
It is. It is. I'm hoping tomorrow's better.
Let's hope so. Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to be as windy tomorrow, going by what I'm reading.
That'll do me.
Yeah, excellent. Now, today we are talking about starting a herb garden.
We most certainly are. I mean, now's the time of year. It's 1st of September on Sunday. It's Father's Day. It's a great time to get a herb garden started. There's so many out there for people to buy and use, for that matter. They're not that hard. There's a couple of particular things that you need to remember when you're doing it. Now, whether this be in the garden, whether this be in just a window box, maybe one of these really nice veggie pods that a lot of people buy their dads for Father's Day, anything like that that you want to put them in, the secret is to make sure they're not in the hot blasting sun all day. Now, we're not thinking of winter, we're thinking of summer. If you're starting your herbs now, the time when you want to be picking them is through the summer period for all your salads and barbecues and things like that, where you might want a bit of thyme or dill or rocket for a good salad sandwich. That is the time you're thinking about. So you're thinking about 35 degree days in December and January. So morning sun is actually better. A lot of herbs will what's known as bolt. And bolt is when they get too hot all of a sudden. And like coriander, they will suddenly send a flower spike up through the center. And then that's the end of the season. You throw that one out and you've got to start another one. So to try and avoid that from happening, it's always a good idea to keep them in a slightly cooler spot. So being that the afternoon sun is generally baking, and in summer, of course, that can go on till 7 o'clock with daylight saving, it's a good idea, maybe morning sun till about lunchtime, 1 o'clock, and then if you can find a spot where the shade comes over them for the rest of the day, that should save a lot of that problem. Now, you need about, I would have thought maybe a spade depth of good organic type soil. So a real organic matter in the soil. You can buy products like planting compost, which is basically, as the name suggests, it's a planting mix in a bag. 5-in-1, which is one of my favorite products, they do a mulch in a bag that you can add to the ground. Anything to add organic matter in it will also keep the moisture there there. So the other reason why a lot of herbs will bolt to seed is when they dry out too much. And the one way you can help that is to put a lot of compost in the ground. So that will make a huge difference as well. Feed them every fortnight with a liquid fertilizer. As everybody knows, I love my organic fertilizers like Power Feed or 5-in-1 or C-Max is another good one. Lots of brands on the market, fully organic. So for those lovely gardeners out there that don't want to be putting chemicals in their garden, lots and lots of really good liquid organic on them every fortnight to keep them going. And as I always say with herbs, the best way to keep them fresh is to keep picking them. Now, even if you're not going to use them, you can give them away. You can just put them back in as mulch. But always keep picking your herbs to keep them fresh. It'll keep lots and lots of new leaves coming by taking off the old ones. It's sort of like, it's like roses. When you take off the old flowers, it promotes new ones. Everything gets promoted by the stimulation of picking off the old leaves. So that's one thing you can do to keep them nice and fresh and keep producing young, fresh leaves, because that's what you want. Now, some of them that you can use, we've got a list here. We've got basil, probably one of the most popular herbs we've ever had. A lot of people don't know it's actually a very good insect repellent as well. You scrumple up a bit of basil in a plate in the center of the table while you're having an outdoor barbecue, and you will find far less insects hanging around. Dill, another very good one that's very popular. Coriander for those stir fries and for that, all the Asian flavours. Of course, the common one, the curly parsley and the Italian parsley, or what a lot of people know as flat leaf parsley. Good old rocket. Rocket's probably the one popular leaf that you can put in with your, in your salad, in with your lettuce leaves. They often use rocket in amongst that. Mint. Now, there's so many different mints. Now, the one thing always remember with mint is you keep it separate to everything else. I'll never forget the time when you used to be able to buy those, what used to be called big strawberry pots with all the holes around the outside. If one of them ever had mint in it, within 12 months, all the holes had mint in them. They basically took over every hole in that container. So always keep your mint separate. Now, that can be common mint, peppermint. There's a lovely one out now they do called mojito mint for those people that do like an alcoholic beverage. That's a very popular one as a garnish for that. Sorrel, chives, garlic chives. Good old lemongrass for anybody that wants a bit of that flavour through things. Rosemary. Now, rosemary tends to be a bit of a bigger grower, so again, probably one to keep separate, but there's nothing like having rosemary through skewers when you're having that barbecue. That will do really, really well. Tarragon and sage is another very, very popular one. So all those herbs, the one thing for anybody, there's a lot of cat people out there, we have cat grass, and cat grass is very popular, especially for those people that have inside cats or cats three or four floors up in an apartment. Cat grass is a very popular thing for them to grow. So remember, not too much sun, half a day, preferably morning, lots of good organic matter into the ground, and a good fortnightly dosing with a good, nice, natural, organic liquid fertilizer. Keep picking them even if you're not going to use it, and you can't go wrong.
Well, there you go. There's some wonderful tips on starting out your herb garden. You were talking about the basil there a minute ago with an insect repellent, right? You were speaking about that.
Yes. A lot of people wouldn't realise that it actually has a second purpose other than a lot of Italian cooking.
Well, that's right, yes. And I was just thinking about that because, as you know, I'm actually going away in the next couple of weeks and I'm heading over to Thailand. So I'm just wondering, just to ask you this question, do you think that what I can do is maybe pack some basil into my suitcase? Do you think I might get that through customs?
I doubt that very much.
Yeah, I do too. I very much doubt that. I just thought I'd ask you your opinions on that, that's all.
I don't think that would be applicable somehow.
And the other thing that I took from your chat today as well was, you know, once you you have your herb garden established and then you start picking stuff out of your herb garden, you were saying that, you know, keep picking it out because it's like regeneration, isn't it? That's what you were saying?
Oh, exactly right. It keeps them fresh. So the more you keep picking those leaves off, the more it knows it has to replace them. And of course, with herbs, the new leaves are the softest and they're the ones that will give you the most flavour, not some hard old thing that's been on it for 12 months. You need something nice and fresh, and the fresher it is, the more flavour you get, which means in turn, you actually need less of it.
Well, there you go. So, okay, well, we do appreciate all the tips there for those who like growing herbs. And, gee, there's not too many people I don't know that don't like growing their own herbs and they like to cook with it and all that sort of stuff. And as you say, with the basil, if they want to also use it as a insect repellent, they can do that as well. Now, as far as Lee Rowan's Garden World is concerned, for those who may not know where you're located, Gav, you better give us the directions.
Okay, we are on 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, bottom end of Hillsborough Road, right down the Warners Bay end. Can't miss it. Big two-story building, great big name on the front. We also have a very, very good website, all the W's, leerowans.com.
And before we go, just one final question.
Yes.
What is your favourite herb? What would you pick?
What would I pick? Rocket.
That's not a bad choice. Rocket.
Yeah. Rocket, yes.
Okay, I'm going to go the basil.
Okay, very
and
good.
The reasons why is you can use it more than once. You can use it as an insect repellent as well.
Yes, I should have thought of that.
Absolutely. All right, Gavin, it's been good to talk to you. And of course, I won't be here for the next couple of weeks. Dave Cochran, he'll be filling in the show for the 2 weeks I'm away. So he'll be chatting to you next Wednesday afternoon. So he'll be looking forward to that.
Okay, very good. And very good. Have a great time away.
I shall, and you have a good week. And there he is, the man. It's got all the advice when it comes to gardening from Lee Rowan's Garden World. His name is Gav. He's a good man, and he's down there at Warners Bay. So if you want to take some of those tips or you need some herbs, make sure you call on down and see Gav and the great team down there at Lee Rowan's, and they'll look after you as well. And he'll be back next Wednesday afternoon between 3 and 3:30.